I'm Matthew Schulte, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. The David Owsley Museum of Art has a wooden sculpture of St. Sebastian by Philipp Jakob Straub that portrays him in the most characteristic way. St. Sebastian was shot full of arrows for spreading Christianity in the then-pagan Roman Empire. Although this act did not kill him, he was later beaten to death and his body was dumped in the Roman sewer, St. Sebastian is frequently depicted full of arrows and close to death. In Straub's wooden sculpture, the saint's body is limp and tied with real twine to a dark brown tree. His arms rest atop small branches and his legs barely support the weight of his body. Sebastian's head hangs down and his subtly blue lips are slightly parted. The muscles in his torso seem to tense as he attempts to hold himself up, and he gasps for breath as arrows pierce his body. The cloth that surrounds his waist appears to flutter in an unseen wind. Sebastian was a soldier in the Praetorian Guard during the reign of Roman Emperor Diocletian in the 3rd century CE. His suffering by arrows was seen as especially brave and dramatic, and allowed for dynamic interpretations of his martyrdom. Sebastian is now patron saint of soldiers, archers, and athletes. We'd like to thank Ball State student Lillian McClung for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.